And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 19 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with you on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, so happy to see you. I look forward to this every month, by the way. It's like
fun.
In my calendar. I'm like, he's showing up today. This is exciting news. So we have much to talk about. You're here until 8 o'clock on CJD. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, we'd love your first name in the text. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, it's 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com. And you can also follow along on social media at monkmd. And Ronnie, as we speak right now, is actually on Facebook Live. So if you'd like to see behind the scenes here at CJD, you can do that by jumping onto his social media account. And right off the top, Ronnie, I know we wanted to talk about a big event that's coming up in October. So about 3 weeks away, October 17th, you have an event called Beauty Decoded, sounds super like James Bond-esque.
So we're having an event at the clinic. It's basically all about injectables. So okay. It's, you know, we thought we would do it. We want to demystify injectables. Every consult I see, every patient I see, you know, if they're new to it, they're a little bit reluctant with it. The number one concern I hear from people is they want to look natural. They don't want anybody to know they do injections. They just want to age nicely. And of course, as an injector, that's always my goal as well. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would do an information session for all, for anybody who really has thought about injections, maybe aren't ready to do injections, but has concerns, wants to know more information, wants to know about it. It's going to be a really fun evening. I'm going to give a presentation and we're going to demystify some things. I'm going to show real life cases, before and afters, answer questions. And so it'll be a really fun evening. And we'll also, my whole team will be there. You'll get to meet my team, see my clinic, and get to ask us all your questions about injectables. So it'll be a really fun evening.
That's amazing. And so that's October 17th. It's from 6 to 8. And I believe you said to me that it's a limited spaces, so people need to get on this.
Yeah, we do have limited seating. We already have about half full since we sent out an email today.
Okay.
So yeah, the sooner you call, the sooner you book.
So is it better to call or do they go to the website? Call?
Call.
Okay, so that's 514-937-2757 is the number to the clinic. Speaking of injectables, is there anything new in injectables?
There's always
I don't even know how you keep up, to be honest with you, because you're always like, what I love about you too is you're always making sure you're going to the right conferences every year to stay up to date with stuff. So
it's important. You got to really, if you want to be an expert and you want to be good in this domain, you got to keep up to date. And the exciting thing is there's always new developments. Mm-hmm. So over the past 6 months, what's new? There's a new injectable actually that I do. Actually, it's not that new. It's been around for probably about 9-10 months now. It's called Volite. Okay. Have I talked about it?
No,
on there
I've
before?
Never heard you mention it.
So this is an injectable done. It's interesting because it's not meant for volume or lifting or changing appearance. It's actually a purely injectable for skin. So it's for those that are familiar with mesotherapy, it's basically a hyaluronic acid filler that I place into the skin all over the skin. And all it does is it's very tiny particles of hyaluronic acid that are deposited in the deep layers of the skin and they draw water into the skin. So it's a hydrating filler.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's meant to improve fine lines, pore size. You get a glow with it. It's hydrating. So it just improves your quality of skin without changing volume. So, you know, people that are, for example, have lines around their mouth, they want to soften those. It's a great filler for that area because it doesn't add volume.
Okay.
If you want to improve just your overall glow, I've done full faces with this injection. It's just a really nice way to improve your skin quality. And it's a single treatment. Results last about 9 months. And you really, it's obvious that you've done something to your skin because it's glowing. It looks great and young and fresh, and that's what everybody wants.
When you have a new patient, Ronnie, that comes into the office, and you have your first sort of discussion about, you know, where things can go and all that kind of stuff, how do you figure out what injectable is going to work for each person?
It's a great question. I think what's really important when I do consultation with patients, Number one, we take pictures. I think pictures are so valuable. I have a 3D camera in my office, so we really see your face in all dimensions, every angle. And it's really important so we can, number one, I can explain to the patient what's going on, why we're aging. And it's individual based, right? It's not the same for every person. Everybody ages differently, so we can really tailor the treatment plan for you. So I think that's really important. The other thing is, based on our discussion, me and the patient and my client, we determine the best treatment plan. So it's really based on your goal, setting the expectation. What I really like to focus on in my office is how the expression of your face makes you feel. So, you know, do you feel like you give off the appearance that you're exhausted and tired? Do you feel like you have sad eyes? Do you feel like you're very jowly and saggy? Some people feel that their facial expressions make them look angry and there's tension around their mouth or there's tension around their eyes. And then our goal is always to make that less and make that better and make you look fresher and less tired and less saggy. So that helps me tailor a proper treatment plan for my patients, and that will help me pick the right injectables for the right areas I'm injecting.
That's what I wanted to know, because I figure like you almost have to do like a post-game report after you see that, you know, that patient, have that consultation, you look at the picture and then decide in a way because you have so many options now is with the injectables, right? So
yeah, I mean, people ask me after we meet, do I know what I'm going to do from the first day on my patients? The answer is yes. I always plan everything. I always know what session one is going to look like, session two is going to look like.
Okay.
And I really try my best to lay it out for the patients so they know exactly what they're getting into.
So they have a game plan.
Yeah. What's required, how much it's going to cost. I mean, I want my patients to be well prepared when they're coming to see me, so there's no surprises. And we usually will make a treatment plan over two or three sessions. Sometimes we include a little laser treatment in there. Sometimes we get them on medical grade skincare, which also goes a huge way in terms of improving quality of skin and how we age. And then we really tailor the treatment plan based on what they want and what they need.
And for someone who's listening right now, Ronnie, do you want them, like, how do you want them to view their journey with you? Is it like it's a marathon, not a sprint, correct?
100%. I always tell my patients, Rome wasn't built in a day. I'm not going to be able to give you a miraculous result in one session. It's impossible. But what I love to do, and this is why I love my camera so much, is I show examples of my patients that I've really followed over time. And I think this is important for any injector. When you go for a consult with somebody and you're doing a consult with them, ask them to see people down the line 6 months later, a year later, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years later, because that's how you're going to see how skilled the injector is and make sure that it matches with what you want as a patient. For me, the number one priority is keeping the most natural appearance. Nobody should have any idea my patients are injecting. You just want to age well. And that's the whole goal to me of doing any sort of cosmetic procedure. And so I love showing my patients progressions after 1 year, 2 year, because it becomes even more significant over time, because they're aging, but they're aging backwards. They look better and better and better. And I see it every day in my practice. And that's why it excites me so much, this industry. It's amazing.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Nineteen degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us here on CJD. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, on a Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're actually going to jump right away to Danny on the line. Danny, I know you have a question with regards to your forehead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
My forehead, there's like a few lines, and on my head, there's like a line, I don't know what happened. One day I got up many years ago. I mean, I'm 62 years old. I got up one morning and there was that line there. I don't know where it came from.
So you'd like it to go away, Danny?
Hey?
You'd like it to go away, Danny, that line?
I would like to, if possible. I mean, you know.
So look, forehead lines are often related to movement. So people that are expressive, we raise our eyebrows on a regular basis, and that creates more and more lines. And obviously over the years, kind of as we lose volume, the muscles become stronger and stronger, and that's why the lines become more and more apparent.
Okay.
So there's a couple things you could do, Danny. I mean, one of the things you can do is Botox.
Yeah.
So Botox is basically a liquid that is injected into the muscles to relax the muscles. So when you inject it into the forehead, you can relax the forehead muscles. They won't pull up as strongly when you raise your eyebrows, and that way it really softens the lines. However, if you're in your 60s, you've never done Botox, the lines are really deep, you may actually also need to add a little bit of filler into the forehead to really soften out those lines, depending on the depth of the lines. One thing that I do a lot, actually, is I do a lot of forehead shaping with filler. So if you look at people with really deep lines on their forehead, when you look at them from their profile view, they actually have a big concavity, and it's like their bone is caved in because of all the muscle activity over the years. So in those people, filler in the forehead is really beautiful. It's injected deeply on the bone, and it's molded, and it can give a slightly convex, more youthful shape to the forehead.
Okay.
And what that also does is it's very nice to lift the eyebrows, because when we lose volume in our forehead, our eyebrows fall. So when you revolumize the forehead, you pick up the eyebrows. It's one really nice way to get a longer lasting brow lift.
Okay.
So there's lots of stuff you could do, Danny.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Linda, you have a question about some age spots?
Hi.
Hi, Linda. Your question?
Yeah, it's just, I know, I actually had like a little bit of age spots since I've been in my 30s. I'm now 50. And I have a few more. And I'm just wondering what the protocol would be. I've heard that you can do laser treatments too, and then it kind of scabs and then falls off.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, but age spots definitely do start in people's 30s. What I do in my practice is it depends on if the age spots are flat or raised. When they're flat and they're kind of just brown pigmented flat spots, we use our picosecond laser, which is basically our tattoo removal laser, but it's incredible for targeting pigmentation, and it's very precise. It doesn't touch the skin, so the risk of scarring or discoloration in the skin is very, very low,
mm-hmm.
and it's incredible at removing any age spot without leaving any discoloration. So that's what I do when they're flat. When they're raised, I actually use a CO2 ablative laser. So this is a laser that will actually cut the tissue. And so this is how I remove moles or any benign kind of growths in the skin that are raising off the skin. I use my CO2 laser, and it basically takes off layer by layer of that lesion until it's nice and flat and flush with the skin. Leaves a scab for about 2 weeks, but the healing is beautiful. There's very minimal, usually no scar that develops. So lots you can do for it. They heal great. You have normal looking skin afterwards. And yeah, I mean, everybody gets age spots and they accumulate over time. So if you take care of them early,
yeah,
they'll never be an issue.
Linda, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Caitlin, you have a question about adult acne?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm 30 years old, and I never dealt with acne as a teenager. And now as an adult, I find myself with pimples and really deep blackheads and some dehydrated skin. I was wondering if you had any suggestions on how I can go about trying to fix it.
So, you know, what's really interesting is acne is not, and I keep saying this on air, I think, but acne is no longer a puberty condition. So many people, men and women, develop acne into their 30s, 40s, 50s. And I'm talking about new acne, where they never had acne as a teenager. It's actually a really common thing. And there's a lot you can do. So, I mean, if you have a lot of blackheads, whiteheads, what we usually recommend in my office is you need exfoliation. So we get you on a medical grade skincare routine, ingredients like glycolic acid, retinol, something to really exfoliate the skin is really important. We often recommend or do some chemical peels or silk peels, which are treatments that help to unclog the pores. And that's really helpful for people prone to acne. depending on severity, sometimes I'll actually prescribe a medication. So for a woman in her 30s, sometimes a low-dose antibiotic is helpful to reduce the inflammation. Other times I'll give an anti-hormonal treatment. So obviously, it depends on the extent, the severity of the acne, but there's so many good treatments that are out now. So if you're suffering with acne and you're, you know, in your 30s, 40s, then definitely go see somebody who specializes in it, because there's so many things you can do these days that will really improve your skin and prevent other acne from occurring.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie, with regards to your Beauty Decoded event on October 17th, who should be going to this event?
So this is going to be an event where, like I said before, we're demystifying injectables. I'm going to talk a lot about Botox and fillers in all age groups. And I want to make it very comfortable for people. I want people to come that are questioning whether injections could be for them. Anybody who's concerned about how they're aging or wants, you know, to age well, has thought about doing injections. Even if you're so anti-injections, I want you to come, because I want you to learn that they're not scary, that they can deliver the most natural results in the proper hands, and that there's nothing out there in the world that makes more of a difference than when you replace volume. I want to teach people how strongly I believe in injectables for anti-aging. So if you're at all interested in aging or what you can do to keep yourself looking fresh and young, and I want you to come to the event and I want to teach you all about it.
514-937-2757 is Ronnie's office line, Dr. Monk's office line. So if you'd like to call and book your spot, and again, spaces are limited and they've already filled up about half the session. So again, 514-937-2757. It's happening October 17th from 6 to 8 o'clock. A question too I wanted to ask you, because you were mentioning Botox before. Are there ever people that are actually allergic to Botox?
So it is possible. And okay, if you read the product insert, they say, you know, it's contraindicated in people with allergies. It's extremely rare. I mean, it's okay. Really rare.
Okay.
Since I've been practicing, I had one patient who actually had a true allergy to Botox.
Oh, wow.
And so the way we discovered it was I did the Botox, and then this patient broke out in a rash on their face a few days later.
Okay.
And I had a hard time believing it was the Botox because I'd never seen it.
Okay.
But it is possible.
Okay.
So I did a little test where I put a little Botox in their arm, a drop of Botox, and I told them to come back a few days later. And sure enough, they developed a rash in the area where I put the Botox in.
Okay.
So that was a true allergy to Botox.
But it's super rare.
Now, an allergy to Botox, it could be the allergy to the actual molecule of Botox is really rare. More likely, you can be allergic to the preservative when you prepare. So when we prepare the Botox, Botox comes in a powder form.
Oh, okay.
We actually add kind of this salt water to it with a preservative.
Okay.
So there's benzalkonium chloride, which is the preservative, and it's possible to be allergic to that preservative.
I see. Okay.
So that's more likely.
Okay.
So in this patient, what we ended up doing is I ended up testing her to other types of Botoxes. So there's Xeomin, there's Dysport. So we ended up doing a little bit of testing.
Yeah.
And we found one she wasn't allergic to. And that's what I've been injecting her with ever since. And she's fine.
We've got much more coming up on the show. A little bit later, we're going to talk about the melanoma walk that Dr. Monk was a part of. If you have questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, here until 8 o'clock on CJAD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And don't forget that Ronnie has a very special event coming up in mid-October, October 17th. It's called Beauty Decoded, and he's going to demystify everything to do with injectables. You can call to reserve your spot, because half of the spots have already been taken, so you need to get on it. 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. I wanted to ask you about the melanoma walk that mm-hmm. you were a part of, because I saw on your Instagram, first of all, I love following you, which is at MonkMD. And Yeah, like talk to us about this melanoma walk. It was fascinating.
So this is done once a year to raise awareness and also money for melanoma. So my clinic participated again this year. I was asked to speak, so I gave a speech before the walk started. It was really nice because there was a great turnout this year. It was, I don't know how many people, but more than last year. And this is actually done nationally. It's done all over Canada, in every province, all major cities. There's a walk for melanoma.
That's amazing.
They raised a significant amount of money this year. And you know what? There's been such advances in melanoma over the past 5 years in terms of the therapeutics. It's no longer, you know, it's a devastating condition, there's no doubt, but it's no longer necessarily to be diagnosed with stage 3, stage 4 disease used to be a life sentence, whereas now there's really so many alternatives that are so promising. So it's thanks to events like this and raising awareness. And obviously, as a dermatologist, I mean, it's near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. I diagnose a lot of melanoma in my practice. It's on the rise, unfortunately. People just don't know enough about it and aren't being careful enough with sun exposure. And mm-hmm. so we really have to educate and explain how dangerous the sun is and get the word out there. It's super important.
You know what's interesting is a friend of mine, because in the summer, I've told people on CJD before, I'm a farm kid, so I'm always out helping my dad on the farm in the summer as much as possible. And one of my friends who works for my dad, he thinks it's ridiculous that I have long sleeve shirts on all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I will not go out in a t-shirt anymore. I just won't. And especially now that I've been hosting your show with you, like, I'm like, no. And I have a big hat on. And I just think people take for granted, like, if you don't cover up, if you don't take the proper precautions, like you with your kids, like they already know and they're little, they know they need their sunblock.
They wear their sunblock all year round.
Mm-hmm.
See, so people think they go to the beach, they need sunscreen. I mean, most people get that.
Yeah.
But people don't get that on a daily basis, even on a cloudy day, you get so much UV on your skin. And UV is very detrimental. It's an immunosuppressant. It lowers your immune system, which is why you get herpes.
Right. Yeah.
So when you're in the sun, it brings out a cold sore. Why? Because the sun lowers your immune system and then the virus can come out. That's why a lot of people get sores when they're in the sun. But so it's an immunosuppressant. It damages DNA. It's carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. It's like smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And so on a cloudy day, you're getting a lot of UVA on your skin and it's damaging your DNA and it's aging you. It's there all year round. So it's not just going to the beach wearing your sunscreen. It's really protecting your skin on a daily basis, reapplying, trying not to be exposed as much as you can. And especially from 10 to 2 when sun is the hottest, you mm-hmm. got to be most aware.
And also too, I know, Ronnie, you've said before on the show that when you're hanging out at the pool or whatever, you're reapplying every X
all
amount
the time.
Of, right.
I think I spend more time applying sunscreen than I do swimming. It's like ridiculous. But I mean, it's super important.
Mm-hmm,
and you know, you would laugh if you saw because I have a pool in my backyard, so we're always out there.
Yeah.
But we have 3 umbrellas and a big gazebo. There's no sun in my backyard, which is important.
And I love, though, too, like we talk and we kind of joke about it, but I love that you made sure that the kids know since they were little.
Yeah.
How important it is. So what do you say to parents right now? Like they need to start that because it becomes a habit, right? Just like brushing your teeth or.
So I want to preface it by saying I say people should wear sunscreen every single day. And then I get a lot of patients saying to me, yeah, but there's chemicals in sunscreen. Do I want to be putting that on my skin every day?
Yeah.
And my response is no. I don't want to put chemicals on my skin every day either. I want mineral sunscreens. So some sunscreens with zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, those don't get absorbed in the skin. Those create a barrier on your skin. Don't let the sun penetrate.
Yeah.
Now, can you find very nice, beautiful zinc and titanium creams? You absolutely can. It's not easy to find, but if you go to skin specialty stores, you can find them. If you call my clinic and ask my staff, we will guide you. So they
Jamie,
do exist.
Right? Jamie?
Jamie's great. And and I have other staff too that can help you. And so you just need to find the right product and you mm-hmm. need to wear them regularly.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I wanted to ask you, because I actually just, I don't know if you saw last week, but Jennifer Lopez, they put her in the same, well, an upgraded version, but basically the same dress that she wore 19 years ago.
Oh,
and
I
it was
saw that.
It was striking, right? Because she looks amazing now, just like she did 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And so what is she doing that's right? She just turned 50 in July. What is she doing that's right?
So with J-Lo, I think there's a few things. First of all, for her face, if you look at her face today versus you look at her face 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
she looks more beautiful.
Right.
She looks
Agreed.
Fresher. Her cheekbones are higher. And to me, that's great injections. She has a great injector, a great dermatologist who's injecting her beautifully. And with injections, what I show my patients when I do consultations is when you inject a face, it's not just, you know, putting the filler where you want to put it. It's all about the expression of the face and light reflection and softening. So when we age, we all get shadows in areas we lose volume in our temples, our cheeks, our chin, we get jowly. When you put fillers strategically in the areas where you're losing volume, you're going to lift the tissues back up, but you're also going to affect how the light reflects. Light reflection on the skin is very important for beauty. And if you look at J-Lo's face, her proportions and her light reflection is perfect. So she's become, her face and her expressions have become more beautiful over time. And
yeah.
to me, that's a sign of perfect injections.
Yeah.
Now her body's a different story. I'm sure she works out like a fiend.
Yeah.
And she is in shape. And I mean, at 50 years old, to have a body like that is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in amazing shape.
Yeah. So she's putting the work in all fronts.
She does.
Okay.
You know, you got to be proactive. I think of aesthetics very similar to your body and working out. You put in so much effort to working out. If you keep doing it, after one session, you don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
After two sessions, you see nothing. If you keep it up and you maintain it, the results are amazing. Anti-aging is the same. After one session of fillers, I get some patients, they come back to me, they say, I don't really see anything. We take 3D pictures. I explain to them what was done. Then they see it.
Yeah.
But over time, over
it's
6 months, a year, 2 years, it becomes so significant. And that's why in my consult, I show patients pictures after 2-3 years, because that's where the changes are incredible. So you have to, it's very similar. It's a very similar thing.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
/7:49, still 19 degrees in downtown Montreal. We will take that. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us here on CJAD. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk on Skin Deep. And if you have any questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie, just before the break, we were discussing celebrities and J-Lo, of course, doing it right on all fronts.
Yeah.
I super admire that lady. Just even the fact of how committed she is to her to being in shape physically. Like, she puts in the effort. So you know that that's amazing. Jennifer Aniston, I think, is another one. But there are celebrities where you're like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
And how did that go so wrong?
Yeah. And I think that that's one of the main reasons why people are hesitant to do injections, because, you know, you think these celebrities have so much money, they could go anywhere, and yet they look like that.
Yeah.
You really have to put faith and trust into your injector.
Okay.
Because, yes, if you... It's all about placement, and it's all about individualizing for a person. And if you, it's interesting, because we lose sight of what looks good and what looks natural.
Your
over
perception,
time.
Right? Yeah. Gets off?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, when you do these treatments, you feel really good about it. You're looking better. People start complimenting you. And it becomes, for some people, a real addiction where they just want more and more and more. So you have to put faith that your injector is going to lead you in the right direction. And if I have a patient where, you know, I've done work and they want more and I don't think it's going to look good, I'm going to say no, and I'm not going to inject them.
Yep.
And that's the reason why I really recommend you ask your injector to look at pictures of people a year, 2 years, 3 years out, because you want to make sure that your injector has your best interest at heart, and that they're going to do what's best for you, and they're not just doing to do. It's really important. You know, I think that I'm very good at that, and I see that in results with my patients. And that's why photography for me is key, and comparing 3D images. You want to make sure you always look natural, but you have to put faith in your injector that they're going to keep you that way.
Well, and I think that speaks to your reputation, Ronnie, because you, because how many times, like, you've been on, we've had the show going for so many years now, and which is amazing. And you've always said consistently that you will A, not deal with anybody that has an addiction. Like, you know, you'll set them on the right course because you don't want them to overdo it. And you also know that you don't want people to look weird.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a lot of patients coming to see me. They want to do lip injections. Lip injections have taken off. Everybody wants their lips to, you know, I guess the Jenner generation.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
And half of them I turn away and I say, you're not a candidate. It's not going to look good in you.
Yeah.
Your chin is too small. You can't have big lips with this chin. It's going to be disproportionate. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that your injector's in tune with what's beautiful, what's proportioned, because that's how you can have the most natural results. People ask me, do you inject lips in an older person to make? I don't inject lips in older people to give them big lips. That would look silly.
Right.
But what I do is I for sure inject lips in older people because we lose volume in our lips.
Yeah.
I want to restore the volume. I don't want to make them look disproportionate.
Yeah.
So you always have to trust that your injector is going to do a good job for you.
Yeah, because like there's actually a celebrity I'm thinking of right now, and I won't say her name out loud because I don't want to cause attention to it, but I just remember her in the 90s. She was actually named, you know, one of people's 50 most beautiful people on the planet.
Yeah.
And then I think that's when a lot of the injectables were starting or whatever, and I don't know where she went or what she did, but it wasn't the same person anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy how we lose perception of what's beautiful for ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why you've got to rely on somebody to give you guidance and tell you, you need this, you don't need this.
Yeah.
And you have to trust that.
Because it's almost like, too, I suppose, like the Michael Jackson effect, like he lost perception.
Yeah.
So much of course, the years went on, you know.
But it's human behavior. It's normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens to most people.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to put trust.
Talk to us a little bit too about hot treatments.
Right now. What am I doing most in my office? Well, it's fall. So fall is the season to clean up sun damage.
Okay.
I see a lot of patients with pigmentation, melasma, sun damage, sunspots. So now's the time. I mean, you're out of the sun. We have a great technology like IPL treatments, or I use my PicoWay laser a lot. We want to clear off the browns and the blood vessels and the sun damage to give you a really flawless, beautiful, even skin. So that's really popular now. The other thing we're doing a lot these days is Cool Sculpting.
Yep.
We've talked many times about Cool Sculpting. So there's the body market has taken off, eh? It's crazy how many body treatments there are available.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Cool Sculpting is still the best. There's nothing that reduces fat as effectively and safely as Cool Sculpting. And the beauty is there's really no downtime.
And they keep improving, right? Because from the time I went to see you, they've added more
new
technology,
hand pieces,
right? Yeah, okay.
The treatments are shorter than they used to be. It's only 35 minutes for a treatment.
Amazing, okay.
Yeah, it's really, really great. I mean, now we have patients, we do 4-6 treatments in a single session.
Wow.
It takes 2 to 3 hours.
Like, okay.
It's a very quick treatment, and you know, it does take 2 to 3 months to see results with that treatment. So if you're thinking about getting summer ready or Christmas ready,
yeah,
you know, now's the time to do it because it does take a bit of time. But we're doing a lot of Cool Sculpting too. What else are we doing? I mean, injections are always popular too.
And I love too, when we talk about injectables, you actually see in your eyes, you light up like a Christmas tree, because I can see how much you care about how you're doing it, what you're doing, that you're on the cusp of technology. So you know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think of myself as an anti-aging expert. I have a lot of lasers in my practice. I've been doing it for a few years now, and to me, injectables are the most exciting advance in anti-aging, because the way we inject today is so different than 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And often less invasive, right, now?
Yeah. And even myself, I inject so differently today than I did 2-3 years ago. It's crazy when I look back at my notes and what I've done on people.
Yeah.
And I find more and more natural and better results. So to me, injectable advances is the biggest thing. And nothing, like I said before, makes more of a difference than very, very good and well done injections.
Now, don't forget, if you'd like to go to Dr. Monk's event, Beauty Decoded, it's happening October 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. Half the spots are already filled, so you need to get on this if you want to see what injectables are about. Dr. Monk's going to demystify, answer questions, set you on the right path. And even if you are skeptical of it, go, because then you'll learn all about it. So 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757 is the number to call. And again, you can follow him on his social media at MonkMD, and the website is monkmd.com. Ronnie, you want to say goodnight to the ladies?
Sure. Who knows if they're listening to me, but my daughters, Gabby, Jamie, and Avery, my beautiful wife, Gail, my mother, Keddie, and my dad, Ralph.
Perfect.
They want the shout out. They always tell me, you don't shout me out. I said, okay, I'll mention you.
Awesome. So we'll see you next month, right? In October?
I'll be
here.
Yeah.
So that's Dr. Ronnie Monk again, 514-937-2757. My thanks to Chris for pushing all the right buttons. Coming up after the news on CJD, you'll be hanging out on the night side with John Pohl. Thanks so much for listening.